This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, is holding its national convention this week to plan its action plan for the next 4 years. One of the resolutions debated by the delegates attending the convention focused on the funding of public schools. The issue is particularly important now because the administration of Donald Trump is attacking the country's public school system in favor of privately run, publicly funded schools. Randy Weingarten is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. She moved a motion calling for adequate funding for public schools in the country.
Public education is the foundation of our democracy and the enabler of opportunity for children so that they not just dream their dreams, but achieve them. And we need to invest in the public schools of America that 90% of America's children attend. Look, I know we have problems, but we need great neighborhood public schools that are well-funded and that provide a safe and welcoming environment to children. And this resolution makes clear that the labor movement stands for public education and with the educators, parents, and students and communities who fight every day to make every public school a place that parents want to send their kids, educators want to work, and where children are engaged. It's about standing up for what we know works for kids and what public education should be focused on. We have to focus first and foremost on the well-being of children. Then we have to focus on the powerful learning, like all those apprenticeship programs, building the capacity of teachers and the collaboration with our communities. And it's about rejecting the efforts of people like Betsy DeVos and the Koch brothers and the rest of their billionaire crew that try to privatize, voucherize, and then destroy public education. And they're relentless in their attacks on all of us, and particularly on teacher unions and our members. That is what this resolution is about. We need your help. We need to make sure public education is a public good and not a commodity. And for all these reasons, I ask you to support Resolution 44, which I move now. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. It has been moved and seconded to adopt Resolution 44. Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the delegate at mic 3.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Danny Donahue, president of CSEA AFSCME Local 1000 New York, representing about 300,000 of our members. I rise in support of Resolution 44 because without public education, most of us would not even be in this room. When you look at what has gone on over the years, I know if I had a teacher like Randy, I would have spent a lot less time in those classes they made me stay extra for. But the truth of the matter is that we all tend to forget what's the basics. When you look at what the private schools do, or whether the president sends his kids to a really ritzy type place, think about this. The hedge fund bankers and the others are not sending their kids to public education. If they had their way, you'd still have child labor laws that say the children have to go to work only 10 hours a day. We in the labor movement must stand together with our brothers and sisters in education, but more importantly for our own children and our grandchildren. And where are we going from here? There are over 100,000 schools in this country, 100,000 schools, where every child gets to go to and find their full potential. But that's only if the schools are funded, only if the schools are taken care of.
Many more delegates spoke in favor of the motion, which passed unanimously. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.